Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Andrew has been forced into giving up all of his royal titles except that one of Prince, as it's been revealed he was allegedly set up with a second victim by Jeffrey Epstein. It's also come out that Sarah Ferguson, Andrew's ex-wife, with whom he still lives, reportedly borrowed cash from Jeffrey Epstein and even celebrated his release. Joining me now to talk about this ongoing scandal is TRT World presenter Enda Brady. Good morning, Enda.
Good morning, Pat. Good to speak to you again.
This is the gift that keeps giving, isn't it?
Oh, he's a human walking headline, Andrew, and it keeps getting worse. And if you look at some of the commentary coming from the palace in the last 24 hours, they're hinting that there will be far more difficult days ahead. And I think what we're seeing now is Charles belatedly finally moving to remove Andrew from the family. My question would be whether this is being driven by Charles or actually, as my suspicion is, that it's William who is tidying up the monarchy before he takes over.
Hmm. Now, the book by Virginia Giuffre is coming out this week, and I'm sure the palace is holding its breath as to what else it may contain.
So we're told there aren't any fresh allegations, but I think it's, by its very nature, it's a brutally honest account of all the abuse she suffered at the hands of many men, having been trafficked by Epstein. She was always on the record as saying that she had sex with Andrew on 3 occasions. Now, he denies that, but as we're seeing, his story is falling apart hour by hour, pretty much. You know, the Emily Maitlis notorious interview where she ate him alive on Newsnight, he said that he had flown to America in 2010. The honourable thing to do was to end the friendship in person. And of course, the emails have been coming in recent days and weeks where he was emailing Epstein in 2011 saying, we're in this together. We'll play again soon. 4 exclamation marks after that sentence. So Andrew's story has fallen apart spectacularly. He is no longer a Duke. The Duke of York title is gone. Sarah Ferguson is no longer a Duchess. And I think, you know, tomorrow, the book is released tomorrow. I think day by day, what you're going to see is Andrew and Fergie getting close to being put in exile. They may end up having to leave the UK.
Now, at the moment, they're living in royal accommodation, which the royal family or the king certainly wants to evict him from. But it appears that in law, he's entitled to this, as he is entitled to the title prince and his daughters, the title of princesses. But there, the lineage stops. Their children will not.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Royal titles.
I think what you're going to see in the next few days, I think Charles and William will put the pressure up. Charles has wanted them out of that house, Royal Lodge, 30 rooms, paying a peppercorn rent. You know, he's not a working member of the royal family. He is not a member of the royal family anymore. So Charles is quite aware that his monarchy and his reign that he waited so long for is being completely overshadowed. Now, Charles is working this week, still going through cancer treatment, of course, as we know. You know, Charles, I think, must be immensely frustrated and angry that everything he does is being overshadowed by the very, very questionable friendships and behavior of his brother for years. And, you know, if you move away from the Epstein allegations, which are extremely serious, Andrew was then alleged to have said to a Royal Protection Officer from the Metropolitan Police, I want you to dig some dirt on this girl who's accusing me of these things, handed over her date of birth and a US social security number, which presumably he got from Epstein. There's more stories in the papers today about Andrew's behaviour on foreign trips representing the UK government, where previous trade envoys were happy enough to stay in the UK embassies, but not Andrew. He had to book out entire suites of five-star plus hotels at a cost of $100,000 a pop. And that was footed by the British taxpayer.
Now, talk to me about what Sarah Ferguson borrowed from Epstein.
So she's always had issues with money, living way, way beyond their means. No discernible income coming in there. There is an allegation, which she has not denied, that she sat down with Epstein and he gave her $15,000 in cash to settle some debts that she had. And of course, the email then the other week that came out where she had publicly disowned Epstein and said that all contact had been ceased. And then word got through to her that he wasn't very happy that the word pedophile or paedophile had been used in connection with him by her. And then the email that Sarah Ferguson wrote to Epstein saying, you must be hellaciously disappointed. That was the phrase she used. Hellaciously disappointed in me, but I did not use the P word. And then describing him as a supreme and generous friend to her family. So I think as this story falls apart for Andrew and Fergie, I think there's far more coming in the next few days.
Now, the suggestion is that he should become a commoner and adopt the family name Mountbatten, which, of course, comes from Battenberg. But anyway, Mountbatten, he would become Andrew Mountbatten and probably exit the UK. But how would he live? Would he have to get a payoff from Charles?
Well, we're told that he has this modest pension from the Royal Navy. I mean, you know, this is going back to his days in with the helicopters in the Royal Navy and the Falklands War. There is money. There is absolutely money because of his links to China. And again, we haven't even scratched the surface of him introducing Chinese spies to the establishment in the UK. It's so bad, Pat. It is so, so bad. But clearly, he does have some source of income. And I think when you look at the £12 million that Virginia Giuffre was given to settle everything, you know, there clearly is money there. But did it come from his mother or him? We know that they very quickly sold a ski chalet in Switzerland, Andrew and Fergie. And there was even questions over that because the lady who, the previous owner, she was saying that she hadn't even been given the full amount that she had sold it to them for. Just a litany of appalling behaviour by these two.
Why have the names of the other men not being disclosed by the memoir of Virginia Giuffre? Some are very successful by all accounts. It's strange. And seemingly she doesn't allege in her book that she was abused by Trump. She did work in Mar-a-Lago, as we know. And I don't know the ghostwriter for the book, because Virginia Giuffre did not write it entirely on her own. She had help. And then, of course, she died by suicide. So therefore, she's not around to, I suppose, extrapolate on the content of the book. But people living, I presume, could sue the ghostwriter.
I'm sure they could, but I look forward to reading the book. And I think I read an interview yesterday with the ghostwriter who spent weeks and months living with Virginia Giuffre at her family home in Perth in Western Australia. And she believed her. She said she spent so much time with Virginia, and she said she just came across as a very honest woman who wanted to put the story there for the record. And of course, this book is only being published tomorrow because she's no longer alive. So, you know, as much as reputational damage is kicking in for Andrew and Fergie, this woman can't defend herself. This woman has lost her life over this.
Ed Brady, news anchor with TRT World, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.